Stardate October 16. Almost every day, powerful flashes of gamma rays light up the sky. They come from the most remote parts of the universe and release as much energy in a few seconds as the sun will produce in 10 billion years. Our eyes can't see these bursts of energy, but special instruments aboard the orbiting Compton Gamma Ray Observatory can. These instruments are providing clues to help scientists explain what causes gamma ray bursts. Current models suggest that they're produced when pairs of neutron stars in distant galaxies collide with one another. Neutron stars are the corpses of very massive stars that have used up all of their life-sustaining fuel. They're very dense objects. A neutron star contains about half again as much mass as our Sun, but in a package the size of a small city. A neutron star's gravitational and magnetic fields are many billions of times stronger than those found here on Earth, an ample energy reservoir for a gamma ray burst. Some neutron stars occur in binary systems, with two neutron stars orbiting around each other. In such systems, the orbital dance of the stars decays over long periods of time, with each object slowly inching toward the other. Eventually, these two neutron stars will collide, releasing an unbelievable amount of energy in a matter of seconds. Although scientists believe the general picture is accurate, the details of just how such a cosmic merger might produce a gamma ray burst are still fuzzy. These powerful bursts of energy remain one of the most interesting problems in astrophysics today. Tomorrow, Jupiter and the Moon. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.